like it's working.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, we're recording. We're live.
Oh, we're live.
But, hey, guys. Welcome to episode 79.
I have no idea. I lost count at like 50.
The True Patriot Podcast.
Jake doesn't count very high.
Thing Cole, is, I count high.
Cole is back.
Cole's back. I'm here.
We are in studio, folks. We are in studio, so welcome back.
It's happening. Been a long time.
Yeah, what's happening, Cole?
We've missed you.
I guess so. I'm just glad to be here, I guess.
Yeah.
We're here on a Friday night, boys.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Getting it over with.
Different.
It is different.
Mm-hmm.
And happy Monday for everyone going to work. Ha ha. Oh, man. How you been, Cole?
Good.
We haven't talked to you since...
Since your Colorado trip.
Yeah, since it's been almost 2 years.
It's been a while.
No, it has not been 2 years.
In September, we're coming up on it.
It's a bit, a year and a half then. A year and a half.
Yeah. It's not been 2 years because this podcast hasn't been running for 2 years.
Yeah. But he was like one of the, I think he was our first guest, wasn't he?
I think I was.
Yeah.
Well, you came on twice. Like
yep.
Once before the trip, once after.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny. Then we just lost you.
I've just been missing.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
Nothing
really. You haven't made any fantastic trips out west yet?
No, it was the one and only.
Okay.
And we didn't go last year. I'd like to go again this year, but I don't know if we're gonna be able to swing it.
Is this, you think it's a once in a lifetime thing, or are you gonna go back?
Oh no, I'd love to go again. I would go every year if I could.
Okay.
If I wasn't gonna get bitched at for like taking vacation, I would go again.
Well, Cole can't go this year because Cole is getting married.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that's changed.
And what Cole doesn't understand is he's never going on that trip again.
He has his bachelor party, and that's the last time ever.
That's well, it.
Then all you have to look forward to is like other bachelor parties. Like
your buddy's bachelor party.
She'll let me go.
She probably will. She's real.
She knows I like hunting too much.
Yeah, you'll just be like miserable and angry.
She'll let you go to like hawking.
Well, there's good enough hunting around here. You kind of get your fix. So.
Yeah. Not this year, though. I never shot a buck. That sucked.
Me neither, dude.
You didn't get neither a buck did this Jake. Year? Yeah, I didn't either. How does that make you feel that I shot as many bucks this year as you did?
Well, I kind of feel like a turd.
Hey.
I did shoot two does. So okay.
That's low for you, though.
I know. Yeah, last year I shot six. But two this year's not that great.
Got your mind in other places.
I don't know. I was just chasing the same deer and it didn't work out.
Chasing them white tails.
Yep.
So you shot six does 2 years.
I shot six deer total. So I shot five does, one buck.
Yeah, you completely tagged out in Ohio.
Yep.
That's the max.
Yep.
So then you went from six to two.
Yep.
How's the freezer doing with all that?
It's thin. I mean, like, I'm not proud about it, but we'll be close if we make it through this year. So, I mean, that's pretty much all we eat is deer meat.
Cole's a venison-eating son of a gun.
Yeah. Like, lunches, Christina cooks me up, like, 4 pounds of deer meat Sunday, and then I just eat deer meat and rice all week.
Oh, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, he does. He's got – me and Cole have actually been spending a lot of time together lately.
Yeah, you guys are on the same job?
Yep.
Yep.
For like, living in the van.
Yeah, we have a work van. Like Cole said, excuse me, he packs like most of his lunches. And he's always got the deer meat and, wait, rice?
Yep, rice. Or
you can put rice with just about any meat.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, rice is pretty good.
It's pretty versatile.
Yeah. From our Asian friends.
Yeah, well.
Do we make rice anywhere in America?
I actually have no idea.
I think Dollar General makes it because it's got an endless supply.
Right.
Somebody named Jasmine. That's who. Jasmine Rice from Dollar General. I think that's Thai.
I think we get that from Thailand, right?
I mean, rice is a good go-to, but yeah dude, me and Cole have been living out of the van. We've just been building roads through the wilderness of Appalachia, Ohio. It's been fun.
Jake, we put a generator and a microwave in the back of the van.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get to, yeah. We have a generator and a microwave to cook meals.
It is top tier.
That's some good ingenuity there. That's that's going to the next level.
I mean, it's bungee cord in the back.
Got to strap it down so it doesn't go anywhere.
I don't know the last time it's ever been clean, but
It's okay. Well, that's just like every other microwave in the
yeah
in a man's realm.
Yep, it doesn't need clean.
No.
Well, you also have that heated lunchbox you were relying on.
Yeah.
So is the microwave like? It's like a lunchbox that's like metal, and it has it plugs into the cigarette lighter. And Cole got one, Clayton got one, Brock got one. They all like plug their lunchboxes in, and they're fighting over the cigarette lighters.
Dude, I've had mine for like a year, and Brock and Clayton, nobody listened to me how great it was. I mean, it's great. You plug it in, 20 minutes later, and it's hot as can be.
Well, the last time you were here, we were eating your...
yeah, out of my jet fuel.
yeah, so,
your jet fuel thing.
Your jet fuel.
This summer, I didn't have the van. I didn't own my heated lunchbox yet, okay? So I was taking canned chicken and just heating it up in my jet boil out there on the job. And I would just eat it and dump like Frank's Red Hot into the can. And that's all I eat.
There you go. Yeah. This man is like the master chef of eating on the go.
I'm a right away cook.
Well, he just like wants his food hot. It doesn't matter.
I hate cold food.
he's always got a way to heat up his food.
Dude, if I eat lunch at all, I'm eating like a tuna packet and like a banana.
No way.
I never use a microwave, nothing.
Yeah, so
just like anything I can get on the go.
Can't do it.
What episode was it, before you went on your trip or after, that you had the jet? Dang.
Before. That was before.
Yep. Before. So, yeah, Cole went out on that Colorado trip. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, it's early one.
Got to go back a while.
You got to go back a while. But he brought his jet boil thing on.
We made breakfast in here. That's what we did.
Yeah, yeah, we all ate breakfast.
Yep.
That was before we started doing Zoom calls. That was I would come down every Saturday, and then that was one of them.
And
we had a great time. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was. I still have some of those meals left from the elk hunt, too.
How long do they last?
Like 8 years.
Okay. So you're good.
Super long.
So you're good for the apocalypse then?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
I'm just eating jet boil food.
Jet boil.
Wearing my freedom vest.
All right, dude. Jake, you got a Patriot this week?
We're jumping straight into Patriot. No real talk, nothing?
Well, I thought we already talked about this. We're not Cole was the real talk.
Okay.
Well, do you want to ask Cole anything else about?
I thought we were doing marriage advice. Giving him some marriage advice for Cole.
All right.
Did you not come prepared for this?
No. I threw that out there. I didn't know if you were serious. I thought we decided we weren't having a real talk, but
okay. Well,
that's fine. The real talk is advice for Cole as he enters his married era.
So how are you feeling about this whole marriage thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not gonna make a difference.
You guys been together for a long time, right?
Yeah, almost 6 years.
Okay.
That's good.
We've lived together for
no.
Okay. College sweethearts.
We met on the archery team at Hawking.
Okay.
So she's a shoot archery.
Fellow archer.
Yep. A little Hawking College archery love story.
Okay. Yep.
Was that distracting, being on the archery team with your future wife? No, what do you mean no?
He's got his eyes on the prize, and the only prize is that trophy.
I wasn't worried about it.
So who's the better archer?
I mean, definitely me. She does great. Don't
would she agree?
Huh?
Would she agree?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love the humble.
Men are better than women at sports, so let's go.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, like when they're playing the same sport, like,
against elite, each other.
Yeah.
Well, we had this conversation last week about Caitlin Clark and how she broke Pete Maravich's record, right?
She didn't break it.
She beat his milestone.
Yeah, she beat his milestone.
He set a milestone, most points. She beat it. That's.
But men's and women's sports are separate.
Different, yeah.
What were you talking about? Yeah, like, no. When men and women compete in the same sport, like, professionally, like at the elite level, men are always better. I mean, that's just the truth.
Right.
But like, there's plenty of women that could beat me at plenty of sports.
Oh, yeah. Like, Hannah would smash me in basketball.
She'd be all three of us at the same time, okay?
And probably any other sport, too.
Craig's like, actually, no.
I actually challenged Hannah last weekend to play a one-on-one. I can beat Hannah in one-on-one.
How old's her baby?
Like a year.
No. I don't even think it's 6 months.
No, I don't think so.
I could definitely beat her right now.
I think
she's like postpartum. I got her.
I think it was September, right? Anyway,
yeah, that seems right because she had,
yeah,
she had at the Christmas party with us, and Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds right.
So roughly September, so about 6 months old, and Craig's already like trying to dominate.
I could beat you in basketball.
I could beat her. Yeah.
Only for like another 2 months, but I swear I got her.
I beat her once when she was pregnant. I'm holding to that.
I wonder if she still has this. I assume she does still have that single season scoring record at Akron.
I would think so, but
yeah, she's pretty good.
I'll have to look that up.
But anyway, I told her when we were both in college that we played one on one, and I beat her when we were both playing college sports. Yeah. That's the truth.
And you're not a great basketball player.
No,
you're a good athlete, not a good basketball.
I'm just way stronger than her.
Right.
And it's one on one. Like there's nobody to pass it to.
Right.
She says that never happened. I say it did.
She'd smoke me. That's all. I know that for a fact.
I don't think I could win it like pig.
No, definitely not pig.
The thing is, I suck at pig. She would smoke me at pig. It's just the one-on-one, buy it up. Cole would probably give Hannah a good time.
No way.
Nope.
Wow. She'd run circles around him.
Cole might lack some lateral quickness.
He's an archer. Yeah. He doesn't care about lateral quickness.
But, Jay, so what is Cole, what does he need to hear, man?
So when you get married?
July
13th. He already said this.
What?
Earlier. I don't think so.
No.
I think we just said sometime this year.
Yep, July.
It's July. Okay, so coming up quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you propose?
Well, we went to Gatlinburg for the weekend.
Gatlinburg.
Well, there's a trip. Neither of us have ever been there. Yeah. And we rented a Razor, so I didn't want to haul mine down there. We went riding on it. And like the night before, there was a bunch of storms, so we couldn't like really ride it anywhere cool. Like Cades Cove and all the other places were closed because
it's too wet.
Trees were down. And it was a big windstorm, so there's trees down everywhere. And like she would get texts on our phone and be like, oh, so and so trail is going to be opening soon. Well, we only rented the Razor for like 3 hours. So we get over there, still closed. And like it's closed everywhere. We gotta make it awkward now.
Jake, it's okay.
Sorry guys.
You're opening your beer.
I'm on camera.
It's fresh.
Yeah. trying not to make a sound.
You're making it real weird.
Only because you guys acknowledged it.
You were looking at us like I make him a knight.
So the trail was closed.
Yeah, like everywhere cool to go ride was closed. So that kind of like shot my plan. And then I just asked her when we got back to the cabin. That was it. Nothing like real special about it.
I'm sure it was special to her.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty special. I mean, you guys are both together alone at the, you know, in Gatlinburg. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge?
It was neat.
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we've been there a couple times. We do our family trips where we and a couple of our other friends take all of our whole family, wives, kids, everything down there. We've done that a few times, and it's always a good time.
You guys ever go to, like, Cades Cove? That's what I was most excited for.
No.
No, we really just kind of hung out in the cabin. We did, like, the tourist sites.
Our kids are real little and stuff. Yeah. Like, the times you went there, all the kids are really
very
small.
Very little, yeah.
Like,
we always have, like, infants there.
We did, like, a really short trail.
Yeah.
It was on, like, a stream. Like, yeah. The big stream that, like, divides Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
Yep.
And, like, drive through all
yep.
that.
Yeah. So we rented our Razor in Pigeon Forge and then drove it to Gatlinburg and drove it around everywhere.
Drove through that on that main road?
Yep.
Can you just drive down that main
yep,
road?
Yep, they're totally street legal. And
nice.
It was, like, governed down so I could only go 45 on it.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I mean, it was cool to go do.
We went up to the Anaquista thing when you mm-hmm. take the
you can either take the ski lift.
Yep. Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
Or you can take the bus up.
So we took
ski lift's way cooler.
The ski lift,
yeah.
And it was like pitch black out.
Yeah.
We went up there. Well, at the bottom, the lady was like, "Hey, from the storm last night, it lost power up there. Just so you know, so you can only walk halfway across the sky bridge. The other half is out of power."
Yeah. What?
That sucks. That sucks a lot.
Yeah, I was like, "So are the tickets half price?" And they're like, "Well, we'll give you $10 off per person." I was like, "All right, cool.
Okay, so that's better than nothing."
Yeah.
It's cool up there.
It is cool.
So we went up, and I mean, sure, we walked dead middle of it. Power was out the rest of the way. Somebody's standing there turning around. And
there's lots of stuff for little kids to do and crap up there.
Yeah, I can see that.
if you, I mean, I would recommend doing it if you went down there.
Yeah. I would go back.
Yeah, go back to Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
I would too.
Me too.
We've been twice as a group, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bailing on you guys on that Tennessee trip.
Yeah, we're going to Lake Norris this year.
I said no.
A little difference, more different part of the state. Lake still Lubberg. Tennessee. But yeah, he said no. We're going without him. But we're going to have a good time, even with Craig gone.
Well, the thing is, I have like access to, we got Lubberg Lake.
Yep.
Every weekend.
And you got Buckeye Lake.
Every weekend. And my mom has a house at Buckeye Lake. Like, yeah. I don't have to drive.
You're like all laked out.
I don't have to drive 8 hours to boat at a lake with my friends.
But you do if you want to
hang out
in a cabin with us.
Well.
So when we got to Gatlinburg, okay, we got there. We pull in on our road to go to like our cabin. We pull in. We took our dogs with us.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a 4-seater Razor, put them in the back 2 seats of it.
Wow. You guys are good parents.
Yeah. We always board our dog.
But anyways, so we pull in down our road to the cabin. We get out. I kick the dogs out of the back, and I'm unloading stuff onto the porch. I look at him like, Christina, like, the hot tub's open. I'm not sure if this is our cabin. We get to looking at it. I walk around to the front. It wasn't. So there's 3 cabins on that same driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we were the other cabin.
Oh, so you didn't have a hot tub?
We did have a hot tub.
Oh, that's good.
They probably heard you pulling in and they like hopped out of the
hot
tub.
Well, there was no cars
real
there.
Quick, like, and like ran inside.
Yeah. I'm like, some dude's wife is sitting inside right now. Like, people are here.
Probably. She's like, I was skinny dipping in the hot tub and this dude just pulled up and let his dogs out.
Dude, I was unloading. I had our luggage on the porch.
So, Jake, you got a couple pieces of advice for Cole.
I do. I even...
Oh, you wrote them down.
I even
Dude,
have...
Yeah, of course Jake wrote... Prepared. Jake always prepares.
I even have some Bible verses, because we normally draw from the Bible.
Jake's on right?
it. Well, let's... I have... I don't really want to say much. It's their own story in life, but I do have one decent piece of advice.
Okay, you go first.
Would you like me to spit it out? It sounds like you have a lot more to say.
I got 2
okay,
points.
Cool.
So well, you go first.
I just have to say, you're going to, well, if you decide to start a family, you're going to have to sacrifice a little more of your time, and that's fine. And everybody, that just comes with the territory. Everybody knows that. But I'd have to say, like, to both of you, just don't lose yourself and always take time for each other. So, I mean, just kind of stay true. Keep doing the things you want to do. Like, you don't have to sacrifice yourself for the marriage. And I think it's, for better or for worse, and you're both, I think, can be for the better if you try.
Sure.
So just don't let her do her thing, support her, and you do your thing, and just make it work. And that's really all I can say. I don't know. Don't like completely fold to someone else. You're going to go through a lot of changes, but I don't know. Just stay true to yourself, and you'll both stay happy.
So
both of you.
You're going to change who you are, right?
Yeah.
But so is she, because you are. You're no longer Cole, right?
You're Cole and Christina.
You're Cole and Christina. You guys are becoming one. That's what marriage is, right? So yeah, the first piece, Ephesians.
This is gonna be good.
Ephesians 5:28. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
There you go.
So you guys are one. You're a team. Always remember that.
That's a good one.
Treat her with respect, just as you would treat yourself with respect.
Oh, you gotta love yourself.
Have to love yourself.
Okay.
So if I feel like fat turd, then I need to tell her that she...
Well, hey, dude, it's just like this. Like, me and Jess, we like feed off each other. Like, if I'm working out, like, she is too. It's like,
yeah.
It's like your habits do rub off on each other a lot, so...
Absolutely.
Just keep pushing each other to be better. Really, that's some good advice. Keep pushing each other to be better.
Yeah.
And you will. You'll grow together, and it's awesome what you do from that point forward. Like, it's like after you get married, everything's together, and really once you have kids and stuff, like, all your finances start flowing together. It just happens.
Everything's
you know
together.
It. Like, it's nice to have everything pieced out. And I think the first year me and Jess were married, we still had our separate bank accounts. But it's like eventually everything just...
we went joint bank accounts from day one. Right off the bat. And I mean, it makes things so easy because we have... Her debt is my debt. and vice versa, right? We have our debt. We work together. We have our house and our cars. And although I drive the van all the time and it's my car, it's our car. Both our names are on it, right? And everything that we have is ours.
That's one of the biggest changes.
And it really is.
Finances.
It is. And that's not always the right answer. It's different for every couple. I know couples that keep things completely separate. You pay these bills, I'll pay these ones, and that's what works for them.
That worked for a while for us, but it's like
it's really hard to maintain.
What made it hard for just? I still have a separate bank account for like a lot of my like deals and stuff and crap because it's just too much stress on her to see
to see it going
to see in and out and in and out.
Yeah, I mean it is. So I try to keep like my business stuff separate because it's like a lot. It's like I take on a lot of debt and then it's like delayed gratification. Like it doesn't come back for a while.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
hard. She's not okay with that.
I mean, she actually has came around. Like now I've been using like we got good credit. Been doing it for a while. She's okay with seeing like 10 grand go out and not stress out and it's going to come back. She kind of trusts me a little more now.
Yeah.
But it's just a big difference. Like, I don't know. You'll see. We'll see what you do. I feel like eventually, you can put it off for a while. Eventually, it all comes together.
So what we've kind of like talked about so far, we like plan on setting up before the wedding, is still leaving like our stuff separate. And then each of us putting in money like out of each paycheck or whatever to like a separate card.
Sure.
So then like we use that for like our household things and that kind of stuff.
It's a big change.
Yeah.
Because right now we're like you guys are saying like you buy groceries, I'm going to pay – the electric
bill. I'm gonna buy my deer corn.
Yeah.
And that may be what works for you guys, and that's great. You just have to find what works for you because at the end of the day, you guys are a team, right? Every team's different. You just have to find what works for you and what makes you guys successful.
Yep.
What else you got, Preacher Jake?
The second one, Ephesians 4:26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. So
it's a good one.
You're always going to get angry. You're always going to have fights. That's part of being married. That's part of living with somebody, being around somebody so much. I think the big takeaway there is don't let your anger overcome you. Always be respectful. Talk through things rationally and remember that you're on the same team. And don't go to sleep while you're still mad. Don't let it fester.
That's a good one.
Work it out now. Make it better.
Say everything you want to say.
Say everything you want to say, but don't cross that line. Don't sin. Not everything you want to say, just everything you should say.
Man, I like saying everything I want
to
say.
I know it's hard not to.
Well, why should
just take it or leave it right there?
Well, why shouldn't I?
Because you can't take it back once you've said it.
Well, I never want to say things that like I always want to be with her. I always choose her. Like, it's always,
she just ain't made you mad enough yet, because she's a nice lady.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just take, like, I'd say, I don't know. I think a lot of people don't take marriage too seriously nowadays.
Yeah, they definitely don't.
I don't know. Maybe I could say I don't think I even did until I got married. Like, after that moment, everything changed a lot.
Oh, yeah,
for me, definitely. Like, my behavior and... Wow, I just wish people would take it more seriously. Everything's like throwaway nowadays, and if you stick it out, it's really worth it, I think. So, is that all we got for Cole?
That was what I had, yeah.
That's all I had. Okay. All right, good luck, Cole.
It's probably good luck, Christina, to deal with me.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are both... I mean, it's a lot, and I hope you take it seriously.
Yeah.
I hope she does, and I think you guys... are, and I just
I'm happy for you. She's a nice girl.
I think you guys compliment each other well.
You guys want to know like the maddest she's ever been at me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The hell kind of question is that? Of course we do.
So it was like we were probably dating for like 6 months at this point. And she was graduating from EMT school in like November. I'm hunting a big buck at this point in time. Like, I'm right there with him.
Come on, man.
Is ruin the story?
It's Mark, dude.
Answer it live. Answer it. Put him on the phone.
All right, fine.
Put him on speaker.
No.
Hey, Mark.
What are you doing, Jake?
It's your son, Craig.
Huh?
It's Craig.
Why you call me Mark, then, motherfucker?
He always calls you Mark.
You're live on the podcast.
Y'all good. say hi to all my bitches.
All right, I'm going to have to edit this now.
I am here, though, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, God. All right, I didn't know you guys were doing that now.
Yeah. But what do you? Hey, I got. Hey, wait. We're right in a good moment for you to talk. What you got? Any marriage advice for Cole?
Marriage advice for Cole?
Yeah, for Cole.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well get married because you can't be happy all your life.
Okay.
Spoken like a divorced man.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Dad.
He's happy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
good. Well, there you go.
All right.
See you later.
See you. There you go. You got some advice from Mark. A very divorced man. All right, Jake. Is it time for Patriot of the Week?
Oh, I thought we was going back to Herbie.
Yeah, we want to. I want to hear this story.
Craig thought we were just skipping over it.
Mark threw everything off.
He did.
All right. So, like I said, we were dating for like 6 months at this point, and she was graduating from EMT school. It was November. I was about to shoot like this huge buck. And she's like having her graduation thing. And she's like, hey, you know, you can go hunting or you can come watch me graduate.
There is a correct answer here.
Well,
and I'm guessing you picked the wrong one.
She gave me the chance, okay? Yeah. And I went hunting.
Okay.
Yep, she was pissed.
I can imagine.
I can't believe it, Cole. I can't believe she's mad about that.
Now,
so
she was probably contemplating in that moment. She's probably like, I really like this guy. He could be the one. But I gave him a choice, and he blatantly went against what mattered to me. Like, I don't know if I can stay with him.
But
she's probably like seriously contemplating ending it right there.
I set the boundary early of what matters to me. Okay? There it was. This is what I'm doing.
Put the line in the sand, yeah. And this is how you were playing the long game. This is how you get to go to Colorado.
Well, what happened was I ended up missing that damn deer.
You missed
shot it. Shot over his back.
Did you get a shot that night?
Yeah. Oh, not that night, but
even worse.
Not that night.
Yeah, no. Well,
not that night. Not ever.
Well, I did miss him, though. That was upsetting. It's like one of the two deer I've missed. I was pretty pissed.
So let me ask you this. All these years later, was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
at least he stayed true to
his knows job. I'm going to go hunting.
Now she knows.
Now she knows not to give me the opportunity if she knows what
she
what
should
do.
Say.
So you said that was the maddest that she's ever been, and you just said you regret nothing. You'd do it again.
Yep. So wait. Pause.
Wait until she hears this.
She should have said, Cole, I really want you to come to my graduation. I care. I'll be mad if you go. Do
she
you
probably that, said she wanted me to go.
Do you okay. think?
She might have said. Now, we need to get her in here. Call her. Get her on the phone. Let's ask her.
Hey, what exactly did you say?
Do you think? So do you think if she would have. Wait. I don't know. You already answered that question. She said she wanted you to go. I thought you said she gave you the option.
She did. She was like, hey, I want you to go.
She shouldn't have
this.
Gave you the option.
No, but she gave it to me. And
you
I
think if she didn't give you the option, like said, Cole, I'll be really mad if you go. I want you to come to my graduation. Please don't go hunting.
I probably would have went hunting. Dude, it was like prime rut in November.
Dude, you better marry this girl before she realizes the huge mistake she's about to make. The huge
mistake. Hey, he'll grow up some. I have faith in him. Maybe he won't.
She's accepted it at this point. From she there has. On, she accepted it. And not that night. She was pretty pissed. But.
Hey, but maybe when you have like two or three kids, you might just have to skip a night because you know how many times you go out and nothing happens.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes but you got to be there.
Maybe for your kid's graduation.
So she's getting ready to graduate from Ohio State for her bachelor's in nursing. I'm like,
That's Is it during hunting season?
Like, that's a good weekend. I could be turkey hunting.
It's turkey hunting.
I don't value turkey hunting as much as I do deer hunting, so I'll probably go to her graduation.
Maybe. Thinking about
it's
it.
Still a chance.
You're on the fence.
Yeah. Luckily for you,
you should tell her if she does, if she's not like summa cum laude or something, if her grades aren't good enough, you're skipping graduation, you're going hunting. Who cares?
Luckily for her and you, like, from now on, like, most graduations aren't in November.
Right. So
that's a weird one.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's her fault.
Yeah.
it's her fault for being in a weird program.
She gave me the chance to go hunting, so once again, her fault.
All right, Jake. Patriot of the week.
Before this guy says something else dumb.
Dude, you derailed us for a while there with this marriage talk.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Patriot of the week. So, August 1st, 1943, Operation Tidal Wave. We had 177 B-24 bombers, World War II, flew from Libya to bomb a Nazi fueling station in Romania.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah. They dropped the bombs. They had to fly low to evade enemy attack. They flew 200 feet off the ground, dropped these bombs, but as they were taken off to return home, some of them were shot down. One of the planes held James Mara, 22-year-old from Ohio. He was on the plane, in a plane near the back of the formation, and his remains were not found from his plane that was shot down. Out of that crew, there were 10 people on that plane. Only 3 of them survived. The rest of them were all lost, missing in action.
Damn.
81 years later, the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency has located his remains, James Morrow's remains, 81 years later. They found Jeez. These bones, and they confirmed that it was him by matching DNA against his living relatives.
Hmm.
So the family has now been given all of his awards, his Purple Heart, his Flying Cross, and he's going to be buried with full military honors on Memorial Day. 81 years later after he gave his life in World War II.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So there was 10 people on a single plane?
Single plane.
Man.
Why?
And there were 177
people. I guess I don't understand enough it's about
big,
that, though.
Big operation.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a couple guys flying it, a couple guys dropping the bombs, you know. Everybody's got a job on the plane, right?
Wow. That's a heavy and amazing thing, but, man, I can't believe, like, bones can be found 81 years
later. Well, I can't believe they had the right stuff from back then to be able to match it 81 years later.
Yeah.
I can't believe, first off, that even just the fact that they found them, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're just not looking in the right spot, apparently.
I think they had them at a, like, when the plane went down, he was probably taken to, like, prison camp, right? And they probably like had their bones in a prison camp, and then they like couldn't match it up, and they couldn't figure out because it was a world war, so it was like prisoners from all over the place. Whose bones are these? And they're like, you know, different people looking for different bones.
So it's like, not like
finally found that guy.
It's not like now they went back to the crash site and found it there.
So they went back to working with the, I guess the new. The new government, whoever, right?
Yep. There's, to figure this out.
Whoever it was, yeah. Whoever's holding the bones.
Hmm.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? 81 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I don't know where you find this stuff. But my Patriot of the Week is Cole. I'm going to butcher this last name. Cole Brower?
Brower?
Cole Brower becomes the first American woman to sail around the world nonstop by herself. In a sailboat. She is my Patriot of the Week. Pretty sure it's a woman.
Are you sure? You're about to tell some tranny flew or sailed around the world.
No, it says 20. I mean, I haven't.
That's pretty cool. Really.
I haven't looked up the picture.
How long was it?
Huh?
How long was it?
It took her like 160 days.
Wow.
That's quite a journey.
But the other thing is, it's a 29-year-old woman.
It's like 5 months? 6 months?
But she's
four?
She's actually
it's like five.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually competing in a race called the Global Solo Challenge. So she was by herself, but she was also racing against other competitors.
So she won the race.
I don't think she won the race.
But she was the first American woman to make it all the way around.
First American woman to make it all the way around.
That's pretty cool.
World.
Yeah. Female power, Cole. Women can do these
it
things,
says
too.
She's,
it's fine.
It says she's 5'2", 100 pounds, so I assume this is a biological female.
Yep.
Seems like it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, 130 days, sorry.
130 days.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like faster.
Four months. How do you do that?
I wonder, like, the route.
I don't know. We have to look it up.
They probably have to be protected by, like, freaking gunships to not get hit by the Somali pirates.
The pirates.
I am the captain now.
She injured a rib during the event and ended up having to... She often gave herself IVs to fend off dehydration. I mean, dude, that's
See
a
how
long.
Much stuff you'd have to pack on that boat?
All you need is a jet boiler.
Nah. Well, the
jet boiler, a bunch of packets of food.
Well, the thing is, it says solo, but can you stock enough food on us?
I'm guessing there's probably like a support team that would like bring a jet boat up, deliver it, and then
I don't know.
Probably not though. If she's doing IVs to hydrate herself.
All right, so I guess the telling question is: did everybody that started the race finish the race?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah, I mean, so that makes it a pretty awesome accomplishment.
It's still pretty cool. Yeah,
she can definitely beat me at sailboating.
Maybe not basketball, but...
speaking of tranny talk.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, here we go.
The Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, okay, that tranny.
My wife's tranny.
Yeah.
My Chevy Tahoe.
There you go.
Jake was really concerned.
Jake's like, where are we going with this?
We've often touched a pretty gray line on this podcast when talking about transgender people.
Yep.
So when Craig leads off with, speaking of trannies, I get a little worried.
Jake was
But here worried. We are. Transmissions.
Okay, my wife has a tranny problem.
Jake approves.
I don't have a tranny problem. My wife has a tranny problem.
That means, hey, you guys are one. That means you have a tranny problem.
Okay, I have a tranny problem, and it's in a Chevy Tahoe. And as we know, last week I thought I fixed the tranny problem. Well, in fact, all that good advice I thought I gave you.
You mean the plug it, unplug it, and plug it back in?
My unplug it.
AT&T rep you're talking to. Try unplugging it.
My unplug it and plug it back in advice only worked for 2 days. But that tranny is screwed.
Yeah.
Need new tranny.
That sucks.
It is what it is. But so now this week I've been on a new mission called find the cheapest and best warranty for my new tranny. And that's where I'm at. That's my tranny talk of the week. The tranny's screwed, man.
How many options you got? Like, what are your options? What's the leader in the clubhouse?
The options are, you know, go to your, you get most towns have a couple big tranny shops. I mean, go get a couple quotes. Most of them are remanufactured. They could try to repair the problem, but you're not going to get a warranty.
Nope.
When you just fix this part, paying to fix this part, paying to fix that part, and there's probably other things can go bad.
A problem that big, you probably just need to.
I'm gonna
but
get
the
a.
The thing is, it doesn't have a lot of miles.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
The half ton Chevys and the Tahoes, which are the same drivetran, drivetran. I'm on that tranny talk, man. Drivetrain, dude. They only. I was talking with. And our, two of our big tranny shops here, they only last like 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
And they're really expensive cars, and that's crazy. A really expensive fix.
Yeah.
But
that is crazy.
So that's the half ton Chevys and the Tahoes, pretty much all of them. Yeah. So I'm procuring a new one. The best I've found is $2,700, which is a good price with a 5-year unlimited mile warranty.
Yeah, that's not bad.
2,700,
you got that, no problem.
But
sell a painting.
But then I gotta sell something right here.
Just see if the mechanic will trade you a painting for a transmission.
Dude, you guys are making bank off this podcast, okay? I know you got it in the funds.
Yeah. It's in the funds, but it's not ideal. Right. Like there's plenty of other things I want to buy.
Throw in a painting and then throw in a duck. for the transmission. He'll call it even.
I'll throw in Cole's camera that we're using today. What about a vintage football helmet?
That is an old helmet. Really?
Really. It's a relic. But so it's $2,700 for 5-year warranty. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
But I got to pay to get it put in. Or I could put it in myself, but the dealer would have to flash it. It's like a – the Chaney has its own ECM, which is called – which is the electronic control module of like the car.
Yeah, we talked about this last
week. Yeah. So the thing I reset
– I can tell you guys about that.
So – he could tell us about it.
Yeah.
The tranny has its own TCM, which is another little brain.
Transmission control module?
Yeah, transmission control module.
Look at me.
But the dealer will have to flash that or a transmission shop that has the computer to do that. What do you want to say about the ECM, Cole?
So, Brock and I were putting a leveling kit on Christina's Jeep, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we get it, like, I think we get the driver's side done. Then we get the passenger side in, ready to go. There's 3 bolts on top of the shock you gotta tighten down.
You're doing the hockey puck lift thing.
Yeah. Leveled it out. Looks good now. So Brock's up there, tighten them 3 down. I talked Brock into this, like, hey, I'll buy you Canes. You come over here and help lift Christina's Jeep. Brock's up there, tightening down the bolts, and he like strips the wrench off of it. It arcs it out off this like the hot and the ground. And it fried her ECM in her car.
Oh, ooh. And he hit the battery terminals together?
So the battery is actually under the seat, but
that's
there's
so weird.
There's a hot up under the hood and the ground, so you can jump it. And he arced it out off that hot, and it was grounded off of the top of the nut that he was tightening down.
Yeah.
And so I was like, dude, like hopefully nothing happened.
And it's like.
So I get it, like we get him tight, I get him to start it, and then like it starts, every light imaginable is on the dash, and I pulled out of the shop, and like I backed it up out of the shop, and then it wouldn't move again.
She's got a nice car too.
So
it's a nice Jeep.
Brock like felt bad.
It was.
Brock felt bad, and like he got it towed to.
Did he feel bad enough to replace it?
Yeah, Brock paid for it all.
What a guy.
Yep. Are you serious?
He's a stand-up guy. That brother of yours.
Oh, because I talked him into Canes.
Wow. So
that's the most expensive Canes you've ever had.
So him helping you lift her Jeep turned to him paying for an ECM.
Yep.
How much did those cost?
It was like total, like getting it towed and replaced was like $1,200.
Damn.
Ouch. That is some expensive Canes.
I don't know if that was really.
He was like, it is my fault.
But they're garlic bread. They're Texas toast. Well, the Canes.
I'm impressed.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Just some soggy bread they give you? What are you talking about?
I'm impressed with Brock there.
Not worth $1,200, but it's pretty good.
I feel like you guys should have split that one.
Yeah.
You kind of owe him one.
Anyways, while we're on the tranny talk.
So when Brock gets married.
So Brock doesn't have to give you like a wedding gift or anything, like birthday or none of that.
He already did. ECM.
Yeah.
New ECM. That
fresh ECM.
Fresh
side
ECM. She's got a fresh ECM now. Anyways, yeah, I'm buying a new transmission.
Yeah, it sucks.
While we're on the tranny talk.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
You guys see there's going to be a drag show here in town.
Okay, so we're back on trannies. Trannies. Okay.
This is real tranny.
Okay.
Talk.
Yeah. There you go.
There's going to be a drag show here in town.
Okay.
Are you
crazy? I bet it's the first one here ever.
There's going to be a.
I'll tell you what. I didn't know that.
Tickets are on
sale right
now. I didn't
really care that I wanted to know that.
Pre-sale right now, they're $5. They're $15 at the door.
And I will not be attending.
Really?
Therefore, I don't really care.
But Jake,
thanks for coming.
The problem is, you will be attending.
Really? Ooh, is this our True Patriot podcast takes to the streets, and we're gonna wear GoPros and go to the training show?
No.
Yes.
And record no. Everybody in the audience and like do interviews with everybody?
What you don't know is me and Cole saw that this was happening earlier today at work, and we have signed you up as a contestant in the Zanesville drag show.
Okay. Well, it's joke's on you guys because I'm
May
probably
3rd.
You're going to win. I hope you win. True Patriot wins drag queen.
True patriot wins drag show.
Yeah.
So well, how do you feel about this?
Not great. Not great.
Are you going to show or?
No, I'm still not going to attend.
It was like $70 to.
That's okay. What? Just get Brock to pay. He already bought an ECM. All
right, Brock can pay for it. All right.
Better yet, you might be able to talk Brock into competing.
Ooh. All
right, it's time to move on. We got stuck in tranny talk for too long. It's time for the Patriot Picks.
Patriot Picks.
And we have a dilemma.
I'm unprepared. You told me to prepare, and I did not.
I didn't either. That's okay.
It's right up your alley. You'll love it.
Yeah, he already knows what it is.
Yeah, he told me.
But my dilemma is, how are we going to pick who gets to pick first?
I think we have to rock, paper, scissors, because I don't trust your coin toss.
How can you rock, paper, scissors with three people? You can't.
It's just elimination. So whoever loses the first round is out. Or, I mean, there's a chance you could win it all for one thing.
I think we do ones and twos.
Oh, I got an idea. I can have Jess put a post-it note under a duck. And we each get to pick a duck.
Why not just tell Jess, tell Jess to pick a number?
Just do ones and twos. Odd man out. Everybody throws up either a one or a two. Odd man out, loses. He's last. And then the other two rock, paper, scissors for first.
I don't know what he's talking about, but
it makes sense to me. I got it.
All right. Okay. So wait. Let's.
Do we all like close our eyes?
Pause. Gotta let everybody know before we do this what the Patriot Picks are.
Okay. Patriot Picks is
best apocalypse weapons.
Okay. Apocalypse weapons.
Me and Cole have not really thought this very far through.
No. So. He told me earlier today.
And you guys are still way better prepared than me. All right, so hands behind your back.
Okay, what are we doing?
You're either gonna put out a one or a two. The count of three, one or two. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, all right. So Craig is the two. He loses.
What?
Cole and I both went. We agree. We agree. So you lose.
Damn, I'm number three. Oh, man.
So now Cole and I will rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
Go rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yep. Ready? You say it. So.
All right. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. Cole wins.
Cole wins. I'm picking guns.
Guns? Cool. Yep. Just in general, guns.
Do I have to be specific, or can I just guns as a category?
You can pick guns.
Okay.
I mean,
does that mean that we can't pick like a specific gun?
Yeah. See, that's where I'm like.
No, you can't.
Okay. All right. Guns are off the table.
I will pick a specific one. Cole, if you guys want to pick guns. Other ones.
Cole has guns.
We get everything else.
I don't need any other picks. All right. I mean, really.
All right. Okay. My first pick is going to be a crossbow.
You picked crossbows.
What a pussy.
Why not? Yeah.
Compounds is where it's at. You gotta shoot a real bow.
Don't matter.
Oh my god.
Reusable, like
Daryl from Walking Dead.
Reusable ammo.
It's still the same as a compound.
Okay, I'm number three, but I think I have a better pick than all of you. Can I pick bombs?
You can pick bombs. That was on my list, yes.
It's good.
But I went with like bombs reusable
and, I got ammo bombs thing. And missile strikes at my disposal.
Okay.
That's a pretty good pick.
Why not? Okay, you get another one.
Oh, I get another one. After that, I'm going to pick compound bows.
Oh.
Because I have no other short range defense.
Can we explain for the people what the difference is?
Well, I don't think it needs to be explained.
If you're watching the video, you can see it behind us is a compound bow.
Yes.
Compound bow.
If you're not, well, a compound bow is a vertical bow that you draw with your two arms pulling back.
You have to draw it.
Yeah. So it's pulled back.
In like the bow and arrow motion, like the old school bow.
Yeah. Hey, you got specific about crossbow.
It's pulled back by your own power.
I didn't want to do fucking guns.
Hey, I claimed it all.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway. I got missile strikes and compound bows.
Okay.
Now we'll stick on what's the difference? Or
yeah, what's the difference?
A crossbow, you pull it with your feet, and then it's like a lock trigger. It's like a gun, basically with a string.
Perfect.
Yep. And you can just pull the trigger. A compound bow, you're like...
That's what you do if you're weak.
I mean, yeah. A lot of older people with shoulder problems can't pull back a compound bow.
Right.
There you go. Mine is, I can give mine to my children.
Yeah, yeah. You could.
There you go.
You could have Gary and Henry post the...
There you go.
They do sell mini crossbows. When we were at college, I bought mini crossbows for everybody that lived around me. It was a horrible decision. It was like awful.
My second pick is a machete.
That's good.
The machete.
Just a machete.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean machetes, right?
You're taking machetes.
Machetes.
I would. This back to me, right?
Yep. You get two of them.
I would take some heavy equipment from the shop.
Heavy equipment. As a weapon, like a killdozer.
Yeah, okay. Exactly, like killdozer.
Okay.
It's a hell of a weapon.
Okay. You get another one?
I don't know. My third.
So you have guns and heavy equipment.
Guns and heavy equipment. Dude, I'm unstoppable at this point. Okay. Like, come at me with your machete.
Okay.
Oh man. Bombs are gone.
I could take you out easily.
Yeah. You got me. Huh.
Don't think too hard. I don't want you to have an aneurysm.
I would just stick with more guns. I mean, really.
More
guns.
No, you guns can't and pick more something. Guns. There's plenty of weapons on the table.
There's a lot of weapons on the table.
I mean, you guys already took
my blades of all sorts.
You already took my combat.
Yeah, Jake just picked up. Jake picked.
I picked
one
a specific blade. A machete.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd go with like a sword.
Sword.
Swords. Yeah. You took swords. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go with an axe.
You can throw it. You can do survival things.
Yeah.
Like,
why not? It's very versatile tool.
Good multi tool.
Yeah.
Well, I got bombs, and I have compound bow. That's long range. Got mid range. I need a short range weapon.
A baseball bat.
A barbed wire baseball bat.
It's
not my pick. It's not my pick.
That's honorable mention, though.
It was my next thought. I mean, really. A sword.
Jake has an axe. Jake picked an axe and a machete.
Dude, I told you, I'm never running out of ammo. Listen, I promise you, I'll never run out of ammo.
Jake has an axe, a machete, and a crossbow. You're out pretty quick, like first month.
But I never run out of ammo.
You don't? I mean, really? Yeah.
I'm gonna go with just the normal, like a combat knife, like a
that's a good
small
pick.
Knife.
Yeah,
since I don't have any other short range
options. If we're gonna go long range, maybe a javelin.
Ooh. All right. Honorable mention, man. I should have said this, like flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
Like you know the World War II, like not like a pussy flamethrower, yeah. Like the ones that like you. You get
you want to shoot like napalm out of it.
Yeah, the napalm.
About a slingshot.
No.
Good enough. Hey,
that was my computer.
That was Jake's fourth pick. good enough for David. Good enough for me.
Man, if I could go back, I'd probably pick like the heavy duty flamethrowers.
Yeah. What about a tank? Crazy. Would that go under heavy equipment?
No,
not necessarily.
I probably could have taken a tank.
I don't have a tank at the shop.
No, yeah, that's true.
Tank. Yeah,
I would have to invade a military base, but under an apocalypse, that's probably
you'd have
okay.
to invade a military base with your crossbow and machete and get a tank out of it.
But like, it's an apocalypse, and I'm probably fine. Right.
Maybe
I don't know who won. Probably not Jake though.
Hey,
Instagram will decide.
Jake has axe, machete, and what?
Crossbow.
And a crossbow.
You're dying.
That's what I said. So I said first month.
Hey.
Dude, Jake has all weapons. He's got axe, machete, and crossbow.
He took all guns.
Well, you should have took all knives. Like all blades. No. Bladed weapons.
That is not fair. Just
it
like
is.
No, it's not.
I said we could have broke it down. Okay.
Okay.
That was a crazy thing.
Okay. Anyway. Current events.
Current events. What's going on in the world, Cole?
Biden just had a State of the Union address.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I didn't watch it. I didn't want to sound moron.
Yeah, nobody else did either.
No, but Trump also put out a State of the Union address same day.
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
I'm sure that was by coincidence.
I also didn't watch that, but I thought it was funny.
So I saw that Nikki Haley dropped out of the Republican race.
She did.
So that means that it's definitely Trump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way it's anybody else.
Trump Biden, man.
And nobody, again, like,
I can't
like nobody's running against Biden, so right. it's those two, and then I guess you got RFK out there as an independent if anybody considers
he's
him
just
serious.
Stealing.
So let me ask you this, because I threw it out to my wife earlier: who is he stealing votes from?
Both.
Yeah, I would say
probably
both,
more,
but
probably
more from
Democrats. Probably.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because his whole thing is freedom for the people and like anti-vax, right? And that's Trump's whole thing. I think he's stealing. If he's stealing from anybody, he's stealing from Trump.
I think everybody knows if you vote for RFK, you're throwing your ballot in the trash. Like, he's not going to win.
That's also true. You know the third party's not going to win.
Please don't vote for him.
I kind of want to vote for RFK.
Jake, don't vote for him because he's not going to win.
Here's the thing. It's a reasonable vote.
Here's the thing.
But it'll never happen.
If he wins, then we like have a chance. If either of the other two win,
he's not going to win. Trump.
What? Everybody wins if Trump wins.
RFK can't win.
He can't. He's not even close to going to be.
The only people that win if Trump wins, the only people that win are the people that are selling the guns.
Jake.
So I win.
The military industrial complex wins.
Anybody listening to this, hear me now. If you vote for RFK, you're throwing your vote in the trash can.
Like if you vote for Joe Biden, you're throwing your life in the trash.
So you might as well vote for Trump.
I guess.
Anyways, isn't it hilarious how Biden put up a bunch of security fences for his State of the Union address, but I mean doesn't give a crap about the border?
Yeah, borders work.
He's like, oh, let me secure the hell out of this, and then everybody else come on.
He's clearly not done very much work on the border. Actually, made it worse. Oh, we got a visitor. Hi, Stella.
What's up?
There's
a ladybug on our toy.
Where?
Craig's going to dad mode.
There's a ladybug.
Go get it, Craig. Eat it.
Go kill it.
Eat it.
Eat it. I can't eat that. It's all right. I'll get it when I'm out, all right?
Hey, I just thought of something, and we had a pretty big omission on apocalyptic weapons. Freedom vests.
Yeah. Ooh.
We should have had freedom vests on there.
But a bulletproof vest is not a weapon.
I told...
It can be. Yeah. Anything can be a weapon.
For it to be a weapon, you have to hit the person with the vest.
Would you rather have a bulletproof vest or an axe?
I would rather have a bulletproof vest. I told Craig about this. My buddy, who works in like law enforcement, he had an active shooter threat the other day and actually wore his freedom vest to it.
No shit. That's awesome.
Because his state-issued one only stops pistol rounds. He's like, knowingly bringing a rifle, like something else like that, a pistol. Yeah. I mean, he's like, I'm going to wear that.
Did he have it in his service truck?
I don't know.
He just swung by his house,
honestly. But he put all of his state-issued stuff out. I don't know.
Glad I could help.
Holmes County somewhere.
Holmes County, okay.
There's an active shooter. And he's a ODNR officer.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's okay in Holmes County.
Oh, yeah. It didn't happen, but he wore it.
Okay.
He was ready.
He was ready if it did.
All right, so we were on current events.
Yeah.
I think
you got any other current events, Cole?
Let me check my
sound
wave. Oh, I know you got something.
What?
Ban assault weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I posted that.
What a moron.
That was from the...
The White House.
The White House official Instagram page, yeah. Well, here's the thing about that. Obviously, Republicans hate that, but why put that out?
Because they're in an election year. They're trying to ignite their people.
But right? That's... Yes. Hello?
Come in.
All right, we're recording again.
Recording again. Oh, yep. There we go.
For sure. Jake, say something.
Hey.
Cole.
It wasn't a chicken nugget.
And we had to take an emergency break. There was a child emergency.
Yeah, a ladybug on a nugget.
A ladybug on a nugget.
I want to know what this nugget was.
So for the listeners, Stella came knocking at the door. It's Craig's oldest daughter.
My daughter.
Knocking at the door. First she peeked her head around and said, she peeked her head around real quietly and she's like, there's a ladybug. And we said, well, we'll get it after the show. And then she comes pounding on the door, knocking.
And then she's mad.
Yeah.
She's
pissed. There's a ladybug on the nugget.
Police
there's a ladybug on the nugget. So what was it, guys?
The nugget is it's like a, I describe it as a thick foam, like gymnast mat for kids, and it can fold into like a little couch.
Okay.
Or they can like play on it. It's like, it's called the Nugget.
Okay.
Cole thought it was a chicken
nugget. My plan going in there.
I thought it was a chicken nugget. I thought she was eating chicken nuggets, and that she had a ladybug on one of them.
I was going to eat the chicken nugget with the ladybug on it. That was my
plan. With the ladybug still on it.
Yep. Yeah. And then both problems were solved.
Yeah.
So
now there's no ladybug.
I can't.
And no chicken nugget.
So I can't eat whatever nugget that was.
I went down there. Their nugget is pink. It's like a pink foam little kid's gym. It's like two gym mats that fold together, and it turns into like a couch, and there's triangle pieces and all that. Mm-hmm. But so I got the nugget. I got the ladybug, and I killed it. And then Sylvie comes pat me on the shoulder. Dad, she said, there's a ladybug in my bed underneath my blanket.
Oh, no.
She said, it's under there too.
Dude, so then, you got ladybug infestation in your house or what?
Yeah. Have you ever had that happen at your house?
Listen,
no.
You should get the girls assault guns.
For the ladybugs.
Salt guns.
They shoot salt. But you know what I'm talking about? They're little pump action guns. They shoot just a shotgun spread of salt. They're meant to kill bugs.
I do. Yeah, those are cool. But so I lifted up Sylvie's
and assault weapons.
Is that what Biden is talking about?
It is.
That is the topic.
You're killing the ladybugs.
The assault weapons. I think it means the little salt shooters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I had one.
That's what he's talking about.
That's what they were talking about. It's
so. Are you so against it now?
Yes.
Still yes.
Yeah.
Still yes.
But anyways, I found the ladybug in Sylvie's bed, which was surprising. And I killed it. And she said, Dad, you just saved my life.
Craig's on a killing spree today.
You are
he killed a Cole. Toad.
Jake.
Cole.
He killed
a toad earlier.
Hold on. Patriot of the week.
What?
Craig. Craig. For saving Sylvie's life from the ladybug.
Yeah, I killed a toad today.
Why'd you kill a toad?
He's heartless.
Cole. You guys ever seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No.
No. No.
Anyway, you got to watch it. These guys escape and they like find a toad, and it's like they get seduced by these women at the river, and then they find a toad in his clothes. They think he got turned into a toad by the witches, and then a guy comes up and he's like, he smashes the toad, and they're like, he killed the toad. He killed my friend. Anyway, it's hilarious. Watch the movie. It's a great movie.
So I did kill a toad today. It's the truth. The toad was already...
I tried to save it.
The toad was already injured and writhing in pain.
Okay, so you saved it. You put it out of its misery.
I put the toad out of its misery.
You sent the toad to heaven, to toad heaven.
I sent the toad to toad heaven. I was not...
I stomping on its head. Doesn't seem very heavenly.
The toad was not going to make it, dude.
Listen, we can only use the weapons which we have at our disposal.
It's called a mercy kill.
That was a mercy kill. You just happened to have a pair of work boots at your disposal.
I did not feel great about these. I'm wearing
the boots. It was either that or...
He's wearing the toad stompers right now.
It was either that or a rock.
It was either that or the toad like died over the course of the next like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, it was going to lay there and get ate by birds.
Yeah, get picked apart alive or something.
So what did you do with it after you stomped its face in?
I buried it and gave it a ceremonial burial, said a few words.
That was very nice.
Speaking of death. Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, in case you didn't know, I knew Craig knew. Last summer, like August-ish, we were on the job, okay? And they had some baby goats.
Okay.
Yep. And I was like, hey, I want that little black goat over there.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, he's not old enough. You gotta wait till he gets 8 weeks. All right, whatever.
Wait, who has these goats?
The landowner where I was building a road at.
Okay.
So, we keep going.
She's like building a road on this dude's land. Like, yeah. You're like cutting through his farm.
I drive by, see these baby goats every day.
And it was like right-of-way issues. We like pass through private lands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, comes up time. I show up. I'm like, hey, today's the day I'm buying the goat. He's like, all right. Well, the deal was, I was going to buy this baby pygmy goat for $100. He's like, well, I want the white one to go with it, too. I was like, dude, I brought you $100 for the black one. That's it. He goes, well, I'll sell you both of them for $100 then.
Well, that's two goats.
Dude, that's how you know you're getting fucked. Anyway.
So.
Goodness.
I put both.
Goodness.
black goat and white goat, okay, in the back seat of my truck. Drive them home. Christina's grilling steaks in the driveway. I pull up. I just put the back window of my truck down. She went, there's two fucking goats in there. She's like, are you kidding me?
If you want a flashback, I'm still impressed, like, that you drove all the way to Gatlinburg with your dogs in the car. I meant to spit that out when you were saying that.
Dude, my dogs are great. We never stop to let them out.
I feel like Cole's just used to having animals in his car.
Yeah.
It's like a weird day when Cole does not have an animal in his car. He probably drives around with ladybugs.
You're like the animal, yeah, whisperer, the pet. Got a lot of pets.
Well, he pretty much is an animal.
He also has a pet
deer.
Weird pet deer, though.
It's an axis deer.
Cole has a pet axis deer. Yeah.
Okay. So she's 20
years old.
He actually inherited it.
Hold on. Yeah. Before we move
she
on.
She came with the house.
Before we move on to the deer, what happened to the goats?
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. We didn't
finish. So I got the goats like August, September-ish last year. And
what were their names?
So the black one, it was named Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay.
After Kevin Hart.
Okay. Sure.
The white one.
They're pygmy goats. Yeah, that makes sense.
The white one came with the name of Cheesecake.
Okay. Yeah.
So I put them in the deer pen.
Kevin and Cheesecake.
So Kevin and Cheesecake went in the deer pen with Chloe. Chloe's the name of the deer.
Chloe's the axis deer.
So that way she had friends. She was lonely in there. She knew her friends.
They probably got along great.
You put like 5 years on her life.
So the other night, I came home and I'm seeding clover out into their little pen area. Because it's going to rain at night, set the clover in the ground, it's going to grow. I'm seeding clover in there.
Like instantly, yeah.
And here comes Chloe, here comes Cheesecake, come out, see me. I look inside, Kevin's dead inside of there.
Kevin Hart's dead.
What? Yeah. I was like, what are you kidding? He was my favorite. Like, Cheesecake's ugly, Kevin was cute.
Well, at least
Kevin died.
At least you still got the free goat.
I did.
Free, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I guess that was free. I paid $100 for Kevin. Cheesecake was free.
Yeah.
Sorry, your $100 goat dog.
Your free one's still up. I mean, I was pretty bummed about it, actually.
Maybe in hindsight, that farmer knew that black goat was going to die.
Cole.
And the white one was going to live longer. And he's like, this one will keep him
Cole,
happy.
I don't even want to ask, but what did you do with Kevin?
So, Christina, she comes home from work, all right? She's got a rough day coming home from work. She works at the hospital.
Okay.
She comes home. Our plan is to go get dinner. I'm like, hey, we got to swing by the shop. She's like, why? I'm like, well, Kevin's in a trash bag in the back. I'm going to throw him in the dumpster.
You threw Kevin in the dumpster.
Just tossed him in there, and Kimball took him away. They buried him.
I'm pretty sure I got to cut that. I'm pretty sure that's the
yikes.
That's proper.
It's sad goat death.
Rest in peace.
All right, so what'd you do with Kevin?
All right, so let's start over. What'd you do with Kevin?
What do you want me to say? Well,
that you buried him.
Proper burial.
Just like Mr. Toad, right?
Yeah.
He held a ceremony for him, and Chloe and Cheesecake.
Chloe and Cheesecake stood there and watched. And, I mean,
Cheesecake's reciting Bible
Chloe
verses.
Actually got down on her front legs.
Yeah, exactly. Knelt before the grave. Yeah. Yep.
So speaking of dead pets.
Here we go.
We're talking about pile on pet cemetery at this point.
Sometimes dead is better.
All right, let's hear it.
A guy at work told me a really funny story.
Okay, I thought this was going to be a JoJo story, like how you...
That's what I thought it was going to be.
You got to follow me on Instagram to know the JoJo Chronicles. But speaking of dead pets, my buddy, a coworker, I would consider him a buddy as well. I went to high school with him. But they had a cat, family cat, like an outdoor cat. His wife was away at work or something, or maybe she's on like a long weekend or something, and his cat got hit on the road.
Okay.
So the neighbor sees his cat down the road and is like, hey man, you know, calls him up or whatever, stops him. It's like, hey, I think your cat's dead in the road. And he walks up and he's like, man, like,
yeah,
cat's dead. Cat's like, dead. Damn, the cat's dead. Like, I don't even know. He's like, man,
who considers an outdoor cat a pet though? That's weird.
Some people do.
I mean, some people do.
Well, it's like your
no shame in that
family cat.
It's, No shame in that. It's, if you're going to have a cat, keep it outside.
You don't care about it that much if it's outside. I mean, really.
Well, no, then you don't get Toxoplasmosis gondii, like exactly talked about. Yeah. Cat shit brain syndrome, right. Which is a real thing.
You can have it's the way to have your cake and eat it too. You have to have a cat and not be cat shit brain.
The people that I got their goods from probably have toxoplastic.
Whatever. It's a Toxoplasmosis gondii, which is a parasite that infects the human brain,
your brain
that 30 million Americans suffer from and no one cares. Yeah. Look it up. It's real.
We've talked about it before.
I'll say it again. Don't own cats. Don't have them in your house. Don't freaking sniff their litter box.
Make it crazy.
Do you have a house cat?
No, hell no.
I have a house cat.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
That explains a lot.
I wish it would die. That'd be awesome.
Dude, so 30 million Americans have a parasite in their brain from cats. And it affects human behavior.
Anyway, your buddy found his outside cat.
His cat was
dead. In the road.
That they considered a pet. His wife loved it. So his wife came back, and he's like, well, she came back, and I just didn't have the heart to tell her that the cat died. He said, I just buried it in the woods. Like, I took it out in the woods. Okay, so he said, I like the cat, too. Nice. He said, I was tore up about it. He took his cat back to his property and buried it in the woods. And he's like, dude, I didn't have the heart to tell my wife. And then a couple weeks passed by, and they're just, like, randomly, like, doing something. And his wife says, hey, the cat came back.
Okay, perfect.
And he's like, the cat came back. Like,
he's got a free cat.
That's weird. Like, and then he says, like, you sure it's our cat? You sure it's, you know, Oreo or whatever it's named?
Yeah.
And she's like, cat came back. And he goes up and looks at it, and he's like, acting the same. He's like, sure as hell, the cat came back. So he buried.
You need to bury that cat.
He again. Buried. So then he finally.
That's a zombie cat.
No, so he finally realized that he buried someone else's cat. And his cat didn't, in fact, come back. And he was mourning the loss of his cat, and it, in fact, wasn't dead.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it's the same cat. He just thought, he said the cat that was smashed, I mean, it was in a smashed state, but he said it did look exactly.
It looked enough.
Maybe he said they were, it was like damn close.
Brothers or something, I don't know.
And then he finally admitted to his wife that he thought the cat had died, and you told her the whole story. Yeah. And it's like, she's like, well, you know, why would you not tell me? It's kind of messed up. It's a funny story.
Does he listen to the show?
No, I doubt it.
I have kind of a similar story. Not like the same.
Back to dead animals.
Okay, back to dead animals. Here we go. Let's stay on dead animals.
Things I put Christina through pre-marriage, okay?
Okay.
So, for Father's Day last year, all right, me and Brock thought it'd be hilarious. We got Dad a pet rabbit for Father's Day.
That's a dick move.
We're like, here's this rabbit you don't have to take care of.
That sucks.
So we went to Tractor Supply, Rural King. It was the only rabbit that didn't bite us. That's how we took it.
Wow.
Like, this is the one.
Yeah, we're like,
you like put your finger in front of it, everyone's nose.
No, we get him out and it just like tear us up. And that one, like, we named him Dragon. Dragon was just calm as
Dragon.
From Step Brothers. You'll call me Dragon.
You must call me Dragon.
You had it. So you gave him a pet bunny named
Dragon. You have to call me Nighthawk.
We should give him another one for Father's Day.
So we make it a chicken.
We give him this rabbit named Dragon, okay? Christina loved Dragon. She'd go up, she'd hold him, and like bring him. Like, I come home from work, and he'd be
hopping. Who doesn't love a good bunny?
Yeah, he was great.
It sounds like Dragon's going to die.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Dude, I come home from work, Christina's got Dragon in the house, just jumping around the kitchen, like hanging out, running with the dogs. I mean, like, everybody. Dude, everybody,
what kind of dogs do you have?
I got two labs.
Labradors.
Okay.
Weakest jaws.
Okay. So, low risk of them, like, snatching up Dragon and.
Not pit bulls.
Yeah. So, Christina loves Dragon. One day, I pulled into the house after work, and there's a hawk eating Dragon in my yard.
Oh, a hawk.
Like,
Nighthawk.
I see a hawk eating something in the yard as I'm pulling in. I'm like, don't be Dragon. Don't be Dragon. I pull up. It's Dragon.
Poor Dragon.
He kept him outside?
He was an inside rabbit for a while.
Okay.
And then we put him out with the goats and the deer.
Dude, okay? You can't
You know what that reminds me of? Charles the Baby Goose.
Oh, here we go. I ain't getting into that. You mean Charles Goose Egg Lubrick Ross III?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's that? Dude, we got to move on. We can't keep doing this.
Anyways, back to it.
Back to Dragon.
So, for like months afterwards, Christina came on. Like, I haven't seen Dragon. I'm like, you know.
Oh, cool.
You didn't tell her about it?
He's probably just running around outside.
Yeah, he's probably having a great time.
He's doing this rabbit
domesticated
thing.
Animal. He's probably having a great time out in the wild.
He's probably found wild rabbits.
Yeah. Like, he's out breeding other wild rabbits.
He's banging like a bunny. Yeah.
He's like, we just kept it going and going and going. And like she kept bringing it up, she's like, "I feel like Dragon's dead."
Yeah.
Why would you think that?
She's like, "I haven't seen him."
Nothing gets by you, babe.
I'm like, well, actually, he's been dead for a couple months now. I mean,
poor Dragon.
Oh, poor Dragon.
But she was actually more mad that I went deer hunting than it was that the rabbit died.
Okay.
Was she mad that the dragon died, or that you didn't tell her?
She was upset the dragon died. Because we didn't take good enough care of him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think if
you got ate by a hawk, I'd say you're probably right.
Listen, you're the only person who I know has ever attempted to have an outdoor rabbit as a pet.
Well, it's funny you mention that because when we were kids,
here we go.
My little brother's your rabbit. We had a black and a white rabbit. We called them Milk and Cookies, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And we kept them in an outside little cage, right?
Chicken wire?
Yeah, like chicken wire. No roof. It was raised. It was, no, there was a roof.
Okay.
There was
so they can live.
Door, yeah. Everything.
They need a roof.
Yeah. A roof and a floor, right? It was like raised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit coop.
Not raised enough because we went on vacation and we came back and they were gone. There was a big hole in the middle and we figured that a raccoon got in them, but.
Probably.
Also, just might have been the neighbor. We don't know.
Yeah, people get hungry, dude.
Sticking on rabbits, okay?
Pesky neighbors.
Let's stick with rabbits for another minute.
This is good because it's like Easter time.
Yeah. Okay.
So we used to also have rabbits when we were little.
Yeah.
As did I.
Yeah. See, everybody had rabbits. So we had rabbits in like their little pen.
Should I get my kids rabbits?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Go to Rural King, find which one doesn't bite you, take that one home.
I hated being a rabbit owner.
My wife would kill me if I got rabbits.
They're so easy to take care of.
Yeah, but.
No.
We got to wait until until the dog goes.
If you have more than one rabbit, like they multiply like rabbits. Like
There's an expression for a reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so we used to have rabbits when we were little. Had them in like their pen down at the barn, and like around Easter time. Okay, so Brock and I would go feed the animals before morning. I mean, before school, every work. I mean, God, I'm just screwing this up. We would go feed the animals before school every day. Mm-hmm. Well, Dad went down there before work on Easter and put Easter eggs and but like normal eggs in the rabbit pen. So me and Brock went down there. We're like, whoa. What? We called Dad. We get Mom's phone. We call Dad. We're like, we got the Easter Bunny. Like, we don't have no normal rabbit. We got the Easter Bunny.
I got. Speaking of rabbits, I have to tell this rabbit story.
All right.
I had rabbits as well, as you know. Rabbits are. So, like you said, you get rabbits, they multiply. We actually had a 4x4, like, rabbit coop.
Okay.
Like double decker. We had a bunch of rabbits. First off, one rule about rabbits is you can't touch baby rabbits. You ever know that rule?
I did. Actually, we found baby rabbits in the yard one day. Did you know they don't have a bendable spine?
I do now.
You're like, get a baby rabbit.
Sounds like we're all about to learn about it.
We put three of them in our hamster cage. Every one of them died trying to go through the little slide in the hamster cage. And they broke their backs, all of them.
Okay. Cole's going like jail after
Not
this.
Not that funny.
But
kind of sad.
Okay. So if you have like this, I'm not talking about wild rabbits, but like domestic rabbits. If they're like born, you can't touch them, mm-hmm. or like the mom will reject the baby.
Right.
Like you'll get your scent on the rabbit, and the mom will reject the baby. And then the
mom. Like birds too, right?
I don't know. I just know rabbits. But the mom.
I know deer don't like it either.
So anyway, our rabbit had babies, and then we were like little kids. We're like, oh my God, let me pet the little bunnies. And then like the next morning we came back, and the mom like had mutilated all her baby, like they tore them up, like ripped them in half and bit them, and rabbit massacre.
Guys, anyways, that's great podcasting.
You need death as a child, okay?
Anyways, this is not the point.
How old were you?
Like 5 or 4. Okay. Probably 4.
Explains a lot.
But anyways, yeah, don't touch baby rabbits. But this is not what I was getting at. We always had rabbits. We lived on Boggs Road. We had rabbits. We moved to John Glenn School District where I met you. We still had rabbits. And I was like in fifth grade at this point. We still had rabbits. And we still had the double rabbit coop.
Sure.
One day mom decided she didn't want rabbits, and she posted an ad on IGA, like, rabbits for sale, like, yeah. Maybe even free. I don't even know.
Come but get them.
Some lady showed up in some clapped out car, and mom gave all the rabbits to this lady. And mom tells me to this day, like, that lady definitely ate those rabbits. She was hungry.
Meat rabbits, apparently.
A lot of people live off rabbits.
Hey, man, that's just easy hunting.
That's right? Cheap dinner.
That's just easy mom, hunting. It's natural, but somebody else is doing the hard work.
Right? So, did you guys see...
Doing the hawk like, work.
I don't know. I think it was yesterday.
It's a smarter hawk.
You know Mark Bell, the power lifter?
Yeah.
So he posted a thing yesterday about like different animal species, like how many get eight per year. Yeah. More rabbits get 8 per year than cows. That's obviously crazy. Chicken was top of the list. Chickens get 8 more than everything.
Yeah, there's chicken. A lot of things above cows. No surprise.
Right, I would think are chicken and cows were top tier.
But aren't we like the people that eat the most cows? Like honestly, outside of the United Americans? States, is it as popular?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I feel like cows and dogs were about the same.
Yeah. Say cows and dogs?
No, dogs are way below. But are yeah, you it, sure? was a bar, it was a bar graph.
Are you sure?
Did you say dogs with a G?
Dogs, yes.
Honestly, I'll repost that just for our viewers. But it's a bar graph that just like shows. What animal gets ate the most? What was the top?
Chicken.
It has to be chicken. Everybody eats chicken.
But it was so chicken much is, higher is above the, cows.
It's the cheapest and leanest meat there is.
I don't don't prefer chicken, though. I don't really like
and
it.
If you throw eggs in there, eggs in as a chicken, because it's like eggs. A baby chicken, then, you know, then it's like way even worse. Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh doesn't like his players to eat chicken.
Yeah, because it's a scared bird.
It's a nervous bird.
It's nervous. It's what? Like his player. He thinks if you eat a chicken, it's a nervous bird. Therefore, his players will be like nervous and timid because they are eating chicken.
You what should, a moron.
He's crazy.
Man. His
he's
theory is you should the animal you eat. You should want to like rest.
That's what
you
everybody become, eat yeah. Eagles.
I don't
probably
know.
Bear.
I was picking of birds.
What about cow?
Sure,
like
yeah.
Calm but strong. And they can be aggressive but when threatened.
Honestly, probably bison. That's calm but strong, right? Because yeah, cows are kind of pussies. They get tipped over.
You don't tip over cows.
Jake, have you ever tipped a cow?
No, but that's just kind of a thing, right?
No, it's not a thing.
That's
it's
what
a movie thing.
All right, we got to move on.
Doesn't matter.
What the crap? What the crap?
What the crap?
That was a...
All right, good break. What the crap? I've got... Norway residents have become addicted to nasal spray.
Really?
I've
heard of that.
Yeah, so apparently they're taking, you know, you take the nasal spray for like when you get a cold, clear out your sinuses, yep, sort of thing, right? So apparently there's a 36% rise in sales since 2018 in nasal spray, right? They sold 8.8 million packs of nasal spray in 2022 for a population... 5.4 million people.
Wow.
So it's a little over about one and a half per person.
I don't like nasal spray.
I had nasal spray in my lunchbox because I was sick like 2 weeks ago. But
oh, so Cole's an addict. Perfect.
I mean,
so there's a woman that did an interview. She's 22-year-old. Her name's Gulla. She notes that she has claustrophobic, suffocating feelings every time she doesn't have the nasal spray. Like available to her, And the doctors say that she'll never be able to breathe properly because she's caused such severe damage to her mucous membranes.
Dude, people are just idiots.
It's crazy.
I kind of listening to you say that kind of makes me want some nasal spray.
I got it in my truck.
So they say
up these airways. Like I am feeling claustrophobic now.
They say there are 700,000 people. 700,000 people in Norway that are addicted to nasal spray.
Is there like a different drug in this nasal spray that's actually addictive?
That is 13% of their population addicted, just straight up addicted to nasal spray.
Well,
have to have it.
That's rookie numbers compared to America. Like we got tons of our population.
No, we're doing way harder things. Nobody cares about nasal spray here. We got narcotics.
Yeah, we got we got everything in America. Like open borders. Like what the. Hey, you want to bring something in? Bring it in. No one cares.
They're just shuttling nasal spray across the border.
Yeah, why not?
Dude, every drug that's in the nuts. World gets shuffled into
isn't that
our
crazy?
Country. I had one what the crap, but I actually just changed it.
Okay.
Mine comes out of the UK. The Europeans, these are just, you know, odd people, as we know, any foreign country. America's the greatest country in the world, right?
Absolutely.
They've done a study. They've claimed to have reduced their I told Cole this story earlier too. They claim to have reduced their toad and frog death by 93%.
That's funny because you killed a toad today.
That's why I brought it up. They claim to have reduced the amount of toads and frogs killed on the roadways by 93%.
That's impressive.
Dude,
so now,
listen to it.
It's impressive.
Listen to it.
So now like I said, drastic reduction. They claim to have saved like 5 million toads in 1 year from being killed. This is in part from an effort. They have 238 independent volunteer groups devoted to saving frogs and toads in the UK. They just walk around at night with their flashlights looking for frogs and toads. And then once they get one off the road, they deem it as saved. And this is what the people do in the UK.
So they take the toad, they throw it into the woods, and then
relocate it.
Then they keep walking. They get like 20 feet down the road, and the frog hops back into the road.
Then it's double. then that counts as two saves
because there's somebody behind them.
Isn't it crazy that they're going out at night doing that with flashlights, taking frogs and toads? Okay. That's called frog gigging here.
Yeah,
that's what we do the same thing, but we kill them and eat them. Okay,
we do the opposite. Yeah,
the UK does the total opposite of what we're doing. We're like, we'll eat the damn things, but
that's
kind of
crazy.
93% are saved.
Well, how big is the UK compared to the US? That's what I'm trying to look at.
Substantially smaller.
Yeah, like they got 238 active groups. Actively saving the frogs and toads. That's
like,
my what the crap.
We kill so many and we have a season on frogs that they're saving. That's nuts.
I'm trying to Google this.
UK population is 69 million, about 68 million.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What's the population of California?
Did you guys know there's a season on frogs?
No, not really.
It's actually a thing. Yeah.
California is 39 million by itself. So you're looking at
two Californias.
Just under two Californias is roughly one UK.
Wow.
Yeah. So UK is basically just California.
California almost twice.
Yeah. But that same.
It's probably like
same kind of action stuff.
Yeah. I mean, really, they're the same policies.
Same policies. Yeah. Anyways, I killed a toad today. All right. Sports.
You got anything cool?
Sports?
Sports?
Yeah, I don't watch sports.
You're not following the Iditarod?
Oh. Never heard of it.
You've never heard of the Iditarod?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're kidding me.
You don't not know what the Iditarod is?
Dude, this is right up your alley. Listen, you're about to find your next ambition.
I also want to say this. Epcot, or wherever you went.
Epcot.
Huh?
Epcot?
Yes. Never heard of that either until the two podcasts ago.
So you're glad okay. I explained what Epcot yes, was.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Jake was That's just Mr. High Class. Like, dude, everybody I really, knows what it is.
I yeah. honestly thought that everybody knew what Epcot
Never heard
was.
Of it.
Jake I learned about it when I was like five.
When I first heard about it,
well,
like,
well, that's because we grew up poor and you didn't.
Start.
No. you sure about that?
Start the podcast. I was like, Jake flew around the world? Like, what are you talking about?
All right. Yeah. So, Iditarod.
Jake tried to stop me from explaining that.
Yeah. I'm glad he did.
Sorry. I thought that was common.
I explained to Cool what the Iditarod is.
I've right. also never been to Disney. I went there to shoot archery once.
Well, so you've been there once.
Well, I didn't go. So you've been there I didn't once. Go in the park.
Okay.
Well, you can take your kids to Disney.
Take your kids to Disney.
No. Bunch of pervs.
Well, nah. Anyway, Iditarod. It is a sled dog race in Alaska. You got to go like.
That's cool.
Many, many miles.
It's like across the longest like rough dog terrain, race.
Longest dog. It's like the famous longest dog race in Alaska, right?
Like Balto?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. But like Super Bowl of Balto, right?
I thought Balto was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's probably the Iditarod. Anyway. I'm not familiar enough. I don't recollect Balto enough to remember okay. if it was the Iditarod.
Okay, just quick note. The Iditarod race is 1,000 miles.
See if Balto was based on the Iditarod.
I don't know Balto, but
wait, you don't know the Disney movie Balto?
Oh, here we're back into the Disney here.
Dude, what? Have you never watched Balto?
Yeah, probably. That's why if you did, you should know what the Iditarod is.
I was like 8.
Iditarod 1,000-mile race. In Alaska.
It's got to be Balto.
It's got to be Balto.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway.
There's a statue of Balto.
It's going on right now.
Okay.
And there's a guy who is a 5-time defending champion. His name's Dallas Seavey. He's going. Nobody's won the Iditarod more than 5 times. The reason I know this is because my son has been studying this in school. His class has been following the Iditarod, right?
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, 5-time, they like all place their bets on who's going to win before the race started. Now that he's like rooting on the 5-time,
I'm going with Dallas.
Well, the problem is that Dallas got hit with a penalty, a 2-hour penalty.
Why?
Because they have a rule in the Iditarod that if you must kill a wild animal because it is attacking your dogs or your property, yourself or your property. You must gut the animal completely and call it in.
Wow.
So what did they do? Hit like a moose?
So a moose attacked his dogs. Wow, cool. It injured one of his dogs. Damn. His dog, when he got to the checkpoint, had to carry his dog to the checkpoint. And when his dog got to the checkpoint, they had to fly him to a hospital in Alaska because the moose messed it up that bad.
You know what it sounds like? The movie Balto.
But he killed that moose.
Good for him.
He killed it.
He killed it.
Wow. People don't realize it, but moose are aggressive. Yeah.
But when he killed it, he didn't gut it completely. He left the guts. He left some of the guts in it.
No way.
Because he was in a race. He's trying to get out of there. He got out of there too quick. He didn't gut it completely. And he left too soon. Man. And he ended up getting hit with a 2-hour penalty.
So he's not going to win.
As of this afternoon, he is currently in third place. Well, currently in third place.
How far back you think he is?
Probably
hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, but he's.
When is it? How far in the race are they?
They're like a week in. I mean, they've been doing it all week.
I wonder how long it takes.
I don't know how much. Longer they have.
Cool, you're right over there.
No, I'm dying. Gosh. God, I'm trying to fight it, but it's, what? What's the Iditarod versus the around the world race that Craig was talking about?
So the Iditarod, the Iditarod is on sled dogs, right? It's a pack of dogs pulling sled.
How far? How long?
1,000 miles. It's just in Alaska. Versus the girl in the sailboat, she was like in Australia and went all the way around the world, like however many miles that is.
So not even comparable.
Not comparable whatsoever.
It says the Iditarod, most teams finish in 10, 10 days or under. That's just fast. Okay. That's wow. fast.
Way less than last thing. Huh?
Pretty solid.
Yeah, so it might be over by the time this podcast airs. I don't know. I don't it know when be. It started.
Gary's pulling for Dallas Seavey. He's pulling awful hard, but.
Alexa. Oh, wait. No. Siri, when did the Iditarod start?
It happened from March 2nd, 2021 oh to gosh. March 18th, 2021.
Oh, so it happened 3 years ago.
In 2021. Okay,
that
21.
Didn't work. That problem? Didn't work.
Hey, Dallas Seavey won that one.
Yeah.
He's been Dude, people don't realize it, but moose are 9 foot tall, 2,000 pound animals, and they're pretty aggressive.
They don't mess around.
If you piss around with them, yeah.
They're mean. The other sports topic I have is mm-hmm. we got Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
That's some shit.
Hey, it's going to be on Netflix.
That I mean, know, that's how you
it's
know
gonna it's going to be on Netflix.
Jake, yeah. That's how you know it's bullshit. If I, Netflix oh, yeah. is live oh, streaming it.
I know.
If Mike Tyson, okay. the superhero of boxing, okay. loses to this loser of Logan Paul,
no,
are you kidding
Jake Paul.
Me?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Oh, okay. Loses to this loser Jake of Jake Paul. I mean, like, come on, okay. guys. That so, ruins everybody's childhood.
All right, so here's the thing. This is all, it's being promoted by Jake Paul's team, right? He's got his own production company that he's made. He's promoting this fight. Mm-hmm. And he's talked Mike Tyson in. He's paying Mike Tyson to fight him. So, the question is, who's going to win? And how are they going to win? Because there's no way that Mike Tyson's going to lay down for Jake Paul, right?
I mean, definitely.
Do you think Mike Tyson's going to lay down for Jake Paul?
Yes. For like,
no. You think, I hope not.
There's no way, right? There's no way. He has a legacy to maintain. And if he gets knocked out by a freaking...
Right. By a loser?
A blonde YouTuber? Are you kidding me?
Paul loser?
Scrawny YouTuber?
Do you think Jake Paul's party's going to let him lose?
No, that's what I'm saying. Jake Paul. Let's have a conversation here. Who's going to win this fight and why?
I think Jake Paul and the Paul brothers have enough money, and if they have a Netflix deal, they have enough money to pay Mike Tyson enough to take a fall.
There's no way. There's no way. I mean, Mike Tyson won't do it because of his ego.
No, because they're going to give him like $10 million.
But here's the thing. If he loses a close decision to Mike Tyson, of all people, if he goes 10 rounds with Mike Tyson or 8 rounds with Mike Tyson, and he's... He's a narrow loss. He's already got a loss. He doesn't care about being undefeated because he ain't undefeated. So it doesn't matter if he loses a tight race, a tight fight to Mike Tyson. That does a lot for his career, it sells a hell of a lot of pay-per-views.
Can I offer you this outcome?
No.
This fight doesn't have a winner because it turns into like a WWE Rumble.
No, you have to a decision.
Somebody
has to win.
What about Mike Tyson starts trying to bite Jake Paul's ear and Logan Paul?
Good. I hope he does.
It's all going to be fake. No, it's all fake.
No, bite his fucking ear off.
The much more realistic possibility is one of them gets hurt in the lead up to the fight. And bows out. Mike Tyson probably bows out of the fight with like a week left, and they don't have enough time to like. They get some scrub that nobody knows about to fill in.
It'll happen. My guess is split decision with Jake Paul winning.
No, Logan Paul's going to win.
It's Jake Paul.
Damn it. If Mike Tyson loses to this loser of Jake Paul, I will be like, the world would be up. Anybody over 30 is going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily.
I mean.
Hey, Jake, did you
Anyways, no, I have my own sports.
Oh, cool. It's running sports.
Okay. I got it.
Let's hear it.
So, locally.
He said he didn't have sports.
I know,
but I can't.
He lied.
I had to think of it. Locally, okay.
Fucking liar.
Lexi Howe was named GMAC Freshman of the Year.
Oh yeah, in Ashland.
Yeah.
She's Ashland women's
positive.
Ashland women's basketball player. Some D2.
Good for her.
Yeah. Oh, Jake's playing the Bible verse.
Sorry, I was trying
skipping
to
get, ahead.
He's trying to get ready.
He's trying to get ready. Sorry, guys.
Oh wow, he's just skipping ahead. Hey, Jake.
Anyway, I think that's cool.
Where's she from?
Lexi Howell. She played at Tri-Valley.
Okay,
that's pretty awesome.
So she's what some might call a poor man's Hannah Luberg.
Oh man, Jake.
No, I had. I was talking to a guy at work the other day, and he's like, "Oh man, Tri-Valley girls basketball team." they're, you know, they're kicking ass this year. I'm like, yeah, but they're not Hannah Luberg's team.
That's right.
Did he know? Did nothing, he remember?
Nothing compares.
Like, they'll never be the Hannah Luberg's right. team.
Did so he know who she was?
I don't. He's like, yeah, that was a tough team. Like, yeah, they were good. They were good.
They had three like D1 basketball players.
I don't know if he knows that. Like, I know Hannah at all, but it doesn't matter. That was my sports take of the day. That
did you see this one? Former Vanderbilt quarterback Mo Hassan alleges he was offered big money to rig a game by the Italian mob, and that many other SEC players were already part of that scheme. Hassan played in 6 games between 2018 and 19 as the starting quarterback for Vandy.
So here's my thing. I saw that headline. I read a couple articles about it.
My guy.
But I did not think that it was anything worth talking about here because, one, he played for Vanderbilt. So the fact that he – the
you can bet on any sports game.
The thought that he could throw a game, that he would have any control over a game, he does what the other team lets him do, right? The fact that they thought he could throw a game is kind of a joke.
There's spreads.
Second, he plays
spreads.
Yeah, and Vanderbilt has a hard time covering him, let me tell you.
There's all kinds of weird bets.
So then the other thing is USC, he went to USC after that. He transferred from Vanderbilt to USC, and he rode the bench at USC.
So he sucked.
So he sucked. He's a terrible quarterback. So why?
Better than me.
Yeah, but the question is, is he better than Hannah Luberg at playing quarterback?
No.
Probably not. No. He's probably about the same.
I guarantee.
No. Yeah, he's definitely better than Hannah Luberg at playing quarterback.
No way.
Dude, Hannah better listen to this episode.
Hannah's a fucking champ, okay? Let's throw it out there now. She's a champ.
Hey, if you all don't know who Hannah Luberg is, just Google her.
Google her.
Yeah, just
Or just go back and listen to when we had her on.
Dude, look when you Google Hannah, look what comes up. Beast.
She is a beast.
She's a beast. That's a gum. She's in a bodybuilding competition and it pops up first.
Hannah's a tank, dude. She's good at anything she does.
Everything. Every single thing.
We get on sports.
Yeah.
I am if you are.
I think we all are. All
right. Are we ready to put this on the rails?
Yeah. We got to put it back on the rails.
Let's hurry up because I got to pee.
The Lord God said, "It is no good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Genesis 2:18.
What do you think that means?
It means that boys need women to survive, and without women, life wouldn't be as good.
Sounds good, bud.
Oh, that was a Melissa verse.
Yeah, no doubt.
Truth.
She's a smart lady and a smart boy.
Yeah.
You may not like it, but that's how God says it should be. Freedom, mom.